One of the great things working with Campbell and Company is that you guys are certified public accountants and financial advisors, all under one roof. But for new retirees, keeping tax bills to a legal minimum is very important. What are some tax breaks that retirees should be aware of, I guess, here at the beginning of the year? Is there anything that we need to know?
Well, sure. You know, it depends on your age. There's many different things that affect really four age groups. Mm-hmm. When you turn 50 years of age, that's definitely a break. You get to contribute more to your retirement account, your IRA. So make sure and pay attention to those limits and take advantage of that. You know, you're in the red zone at that point, so you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of that. Just because you stop working doesn't mean that your spouse can't continue to do an IRA contribution. So just, you know, keep those things in mind. You know, always seeking the advice of a CPA, a tax professional, you know, is what we recommend, just to make sure that you're not missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
59 and a half is another important age change. That's when you can take money out of your retirement accounts penalty free.
And that's 59 and a half?
59 and a half.
Okay.
Nobody wants to pay any more tax than they absolutely legally have to.
I think you're right. Everybody agrees with that.
Right? And you certainly don't want to add a penalty to that. And mm-hmm. there is a 10% early distribution penalty from your retirement accounts. That's IRAs and retirement plan distributions. So you want to be cautious of that. So when you turn 65, you actually get an extra $1,250 in standard deduction. So make sure and take advantage of that.
Oh, good.
So the IRS gives you a gift when you reach the 65th birthday, and that's in the form of a bigger standard deduction. So you actually get a little bit more. It's a little over $1,000 more, actually $1,500 more for this year. So want to make sure and take advantage of that.